The first reading is a reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, when your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, again asked for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and the house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, if you know me, you know what I'm going to be speaking on, right? It says right here in Jeremiah in the first reading, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. And then God continues to say, they would not listen. They are stiff-necked. They obeyed me not. And so again, what you must do, what I must do, is listen to God every day. Prayer is more listening than it is talking. If the God of the universe exists, and he does, and he wants a relationship with you and me, he wants to speak to us. Again, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. So, do we listen to God? Do we listen to him in silence? Do we listen to him in the readings? By spending time with him in his word every day? By listening to the magisterium of the church? These are all the ways we can listen to God. I talk about it all the time, but we all got to do it and not just talk about it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.